your Bibles, please, to the book of Judges, chapter 1. Judges, chapter 1. We'll read the first 7 verses together, and we'll read this passage responsively. Judges, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, "Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them?" And the Lord said, "Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand." And Judah said unto Simon his brother, "Come up with me into my lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I likewise will go with thee into thy lot." So Simon went with him. And Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand. And they slew of them in Bezek 10,000 men. And they found Adonibezek in Bezek, and they fought against him, and they slew the Canaanites and the Perizzites. But Adonibezek fled, and they pursued after him, and caught him, and cut off his thumbs and his great toes. And let's finish on verse 7 together. Ready? And Adonibezek said, 70 kings, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gathered their meat under my table. As I have done, so God hath requited me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. And let's pray. Father, thank you for your presence here. Thank you for our preacher. Thank you for the fact that we can say, as of times in Bible days, there's a man of God in this city. Thank you for that. Now, Father, please fill our preacher with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen. May we walk out of here more like you and less like ourselves, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Today, I will preach a sermon that for some will be an I told you so sermon, because one day someone could say to you, "I told you so," and you will look back with remorse, having not obeyed the truth. To some of you older adults, you'll walk away saying, "Someone had told me so." And as you listen to this sermon, you'll be reminded of someone in days gone by that had warned you, and because of your disobedience or lack of attention to the truth of today, you even today suffer because of having not listened. Some will set up today, they'll pay attention, they'll apply the truth, and you will bless the day that you heard this sermon. You'll look back to this day and you'll say, "Thank God I remember the day that my preacher preached that sermon. I took it seriously. I lived it. And now, as an older adult, thank God for the truth that I heard that day." The title of my sermon today is this: No Thumbs, No Toes, and Remorse. No thumbs, no toes, and remorse. No thumbs, no toes, and remorse. What in the world could this be? Now, this sermon is especially for young people. Children, I want you to set up and listen to me very carefully today. Teenagers, give your attention to what I'm about to say. Those of you that are college age, maybe young single adults, pay close attention. Pay close attention. Young married couples, oh, listen to me today. Now, of course, all of us care about the success and happiness of our youth, so all of us will give our attention. To anybody who has plenty of life left, listen carefully. I would like that part of life that is left to be good for you. The great Joshua had passed away. The children of Israel now inquire about who would fight the enemy for them. Joshua, of course, was a mighty leader. He was a powerful leader. Who would be their new leader? They had a fear. The Lord said, "Judah is going to step up." Judah said to his brother Simon or Simeon, "Go with me to fight the enemy." And they went to battle. The new leader, Judah, and his brother went to battle against the Canaanites and the Perizzites. they found one of the enemy's kings. His name was Adonai Bezek. He lived in a place called the city of Bezek. And now you have Judah. He is fighting with the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And their king is named Adonai Bezek. Now, the children of Israel, under the leadership of Judah, defeat the Canaanites. They defeat the Perizzites. King Adonai Bezek, of course, this is the enemy king. He fled the scene of the battle. He said, "I'm getting out of here. I'm heading for the mountains." Well, they went after him. When they caught him, the Bible says they cut off his thumbs from both his right hand and his left hand, and then they cut off his great toes, or the big toe, on both his right foot and his left foot. That's odd. They cut off his thumbs, and they cut off the great toe of both feet. Not only that, there were 70 other men that were associated with him. They were leaders, if you will. So, the Bible, it says there were 70, 70 of them. They also cut off their thumbs, both right and left, and their great toe, both right and left. Huh, that's odd. Now, you have to understand, those thumbs, you see, they were cut off because those men have been using their hands against God. And the cutting off of the thumb was a reminder that you should never lift your hand against God. Every time they'd lift their hand, they'd be reminded, "We turned on the God of the universe, and as a result of it, our thumb is taken off. We should never use our hands against God again." The toes were cut off to remind them that they should never run away from God. They should never use their feet to carry them toward hurting God or the purpose of God. Now, so these were people who had done wrong by God. And what a daily reminder they were given. Can you imagine having been one of these 70 that had their thumbs cut off or had their great toes cut off? Can you imagine? There would be no missing it. There'd be no being, bypassing the reminder. You couldn't get away from the reminder. Every time you'd pick up your fork or your spoon, you go to put the food in your mouth, you'd have to look down at a missing thumb. Every time you'd pick up a cup of coffee or a glass of iced tea and wrap your hand around it, there'd be a missing thumb. Every time you'd go to slip your gloves on when the weather would become cool, there'd be a missing thumb. Every time you'd go to grab the reins of the horse, there'd be a missing thumb. If it were in our modern day, every time you'd go to drive your car, you'd look up and you'd have a hold of that steering wheel and you'd see that missing thumb. Every time you'd go to use the keyboard on your computer, you would notice a missing thumb. If it were a young person, they would go to grab the joystick to play a computer game and there'd be a missing thumb. A missing thumb. Not only that, a missing great toe. Boy, I'll tell you something. You cut the big toe off of both feet, you lose balance. That big toe's there to balance you. You sometimes wiggle your feet and your shoes, and when you stand up, stop and realize how important that big toe is. Every day when these men would go to put on their socks, they'd look down and say, "My toes are missing." Every time they'd go to tie their shoes, they'd be reminded, "My toe is missing." Every time they'd go down to the mall to get a pedicure, they got 25% off. Ladies, if one of them had been a lady when they went to paint their toenails, the easiest one to do was not there. Because it was gone. Huh. People would notice. I mean, if they were in gym class, somebody would notice in the locker room, your toes are missing. Your thumbs are missing. Oh, the terrible reminder. And this was a reminder because they had now been conquered by God's people due to being an enemy to God and God's people. and they cut those toes off, and they cut those thumbs off so that they would be marked, and they would ever be reminded what they had done earlier in their life. And I want every young person in this house to listen to me today. I want you to be very careful that you do not cause scars in your life during your youth that you will carry into adulthood. I want you to be very careful that you do not damage the life that God's given you. Don't do things in your youth that will scar you for life. Hey, don't do things in the early stages of your life that you'll have to carry in to the latter part of your life and look down and see a missing thumb or a missing toe saying, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Oh, I wish I would have used more sense in my youth. Today's sermon, it's entitled, No Thumbs, No Toes, and Remorse. I wonder how many people, as they approach their senior years, can look back and say, oh, the scars that I have in my life because I just did not listen to the preacher. I did not listen to the Word of God. And I'll assure you, every one of these 70 men that had their toes and their thumbs cut off were daily reminded of something that they should not have done. Oh, I thank God for the forgiveness of God, and I thank God that He'll put our sins as far as the east is from the west. He'll put our sins in the deepest sea. He'll put our sins behind His back, get amnesia, and forget them. But there's a problem. You're not God. And you're going to have a difficult time forgetting some of the sins that you've committed. God may, but somehow the old devil, he throws those sins in our face, and we're often reminded by a missing thumb or a missing toe that we've committed sins and we've destroyed some portion of our life. Life is short, my friend. Young people, you listen to me. You're not young for long. Life begins to creep up on you, and it begins to pass. And before long, you're looking back, and there's more of it behind you than there is in front of you. And you're going to look back and say, I wish I would have used more sense. I wish I would have lived my life differently. Let me say this. Some of you, if you're not careful, you're going to have no thumbs and no toes in regard to your education. Work hard to learn. Especially in your youth. You know, it is easier to learn when you're young than when you get old. You ever heard that verse from Romans chapter 2? It's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. Hey, it's hard to learn. The older you get, the tougher it is. People get set in their ways. And there might be a better way, but we can't quite grasp it. Some of you are going to suffer with no toes and no thumbs because of your education. Learn English, whether you like it or not. People go to school and we say, I don't like that course of English. You need to learn English whether you like it or not. And you need to learn some math whether you like it or not. And some science whether you like it or not. You're going to need that math, ladies, to figure out how much money is left on the credit card you're going to spend for your husband someday. You men, you're going to need that science to figure out what she could possibly be feeding you and what it's made of. But life's going to catch up to you, and you're going to wish you would have learned some English and some math and some science. Hey, some of you just need to learn to study. Just learn to study. Don't waste these years where your mind works a little better. Hey, high schooler, don't quit high school. Don't do it. I have never seen anybody that quit high school that said, well, I'm really glad as I look back on it, I'm glad I quit. Never met anybody like that. I've never met anyone who said, I did the right thing by quitting school. Now, I have met many who were scarred by the mistake of quitting school. I've met many that say, I've got missing thumbs. I've got missing toes. There's a part of my life that's not complete because I quit school. They have missing toes and missing thumbs. I've never heard anyone say, I went to high school and I learned too much. Nope. Hey, Martinsburg Christian Academy student, don't you run from your Christian school. It's an honor to go to that school. You stay right in school. You're going to have a higher morality than other schools and a higher education. Hey, don't leave your school because you say, well, our athletic program is not like the public schools. You're right, it's not.
And it's not going to be. Don't you give up your Christian school for a ball. For a ball. We would make a decision about whether or not to go to a Christian school based on a ball?
Oh my, oh my, oh my.
Hey, college student, while you're young, you better do what you set out to do. Get your education while you're young. Finish your schooling. Learn while you're at college. I'll tell you something. I'm amazed at how many people will go into college with the purpose of coming out with a college education. They get a diploma, but they didn't learn much while they were there. Did you know while you're in college, it's not party time? Did you know while you're in college, it's just not spread your wings time? You're supposed to learn. I was the vice president of a very large college, and I'll tell you something, I was amazed at how many people would graduate from college having learned so very little. Couldn't build a church, don't know what, and I'm talking about a Bible college. They come out and you think, what in the world? I'm not talking about people with bachelor's degrees and master's degrees, and didn't learn what they were there to learn. Hey, if you're going to go to school, learn while you're at school. Some of you have missing toes and thumbs, don't you? Some of you are saying, ooh, Brother Owens. Are you glad you have shoes on right now? Someone said, well, I'm glad we wear shoes and socks. Well, I mean, right here in West Virginia, we got our shoes and socks on. It's a good thing today. I'm amazed at how many will go to school and come out of school and not learn what they were there to learn. And you know something? You can blame the teachers all you want, but if you just set up and do your part, you could learn. Now, you listen to me, I'll guarantee you, there are people sitting here and their hair is gray and their backs are stooped, and they would say to you young people, now you listen to that preacher. You listen to him. You need that education. You need to learn to read and you need to learn to add and you need to learn all of that. If you're going to go to school, you do it. You give yourself to it. Secondly, no thumbs or no toes in regard to your treatment of your parents. You be good to your parents. There are some of you, someday you're going to look back and your toes and your thumbs are going to be missing and you're going to weep and say, I wish I would have treated my daddy better. I have scars on myself emotionally because of the way I treated my mama. I have scars because of the way I treated my daddy. Young people, everybody in this house, you love your mama. You love your daddy. You tell them you love them and you tell them often. Young man in the town where I grew up, his name's Ronnie. Ronnie was, his parents were little people. They were not real tall. Ronnie, somehow, he grew beyond the size of his parents, both mom and dad. I was Ronnie, this back when I was a youth pastor in central Indiana, and Ronnie, my phone rang one day, and his mother was crying, and she said, you need to get over here. And I ran to their house, and I found out that Ronnie had beat up his dad. He'd hit his mom. And oh, were they devastated. Oh, they were bruised, and they were hurting, but I'm going to tell you something. It was the emotional pain that hurt them more than anything. Their own child had struck them. You listen to me. There's some of you, if we could, and we could take your shoes and socks off, there are adults in this building that would say, Brother Owens, I have a missing toe. I have a scar from mistreating my parents. You know something? Ronnie will never forget that. How in the world could a son ever erase from his mind the fact that he actually beat his own mother and father? He will take that to his grave. He will take it to his grave. And so will his mama. And so will his daddy. By the way, so will I. Here it is, almost 20 years later, I still remember the story. I still remember the story. Don't hurt your parents. Don't hurt them physically. Don't hurt them verbally. I'll go back to that town and I'll visit. I'll see Ronnie walking down the street. He looks like something out of a trash can. His life is wrecked. His life is ruined. And I'll guarantee you, though it may not have happened physically, there are times when Ronnie looks down and he's got missing toes and missing thumbs. You know, I've never met anyone who has experienced sadness over proper treatment of their parents. Never. I've never met anyone that said, I treated my mom and dad right, and I'm sad because of it. But I could take you to them by the dozens that on their deathbed look back and say, I wish I would have treated my mama better. I wish I would have treated my daddy better. I'm telling you, be careful. The way you treat your mom and dad, you may end up cutting off a toe or a thumb. You may have to live with it the rest of your life.
No thumbs or no toes.
No thumbs or no toes in regard to your money.
And again, you listen to me.
How many people would love to go back and relive the last 20 years of their life in regard to the way they'd handle their finances? Listen to me, young people. Don't cut off your toes. Don't cut off your thumbs in regard to the way you handle your money. Young people, and I'm not just talking about teenagers now. I'm talking about some of you that are 20 and 30 and 40 years old. You still got half your life ahead of you. You spend money like there's no tomorrow. Well, I've got news for you. There is a tomorrow. You're going to have to pay it back when you borrow yourself so deep in debt. Oh, we get all excited about all the wonderful things that money can buy. Oh, I'm going to buy this big, fancy, heavy-duty stereo for my car, and then I'm going to waste a whole bunch of my money on bad music, and you'll look back and regret it. I can tell you all sorts of people, when they finally came to their senses about their music, they look back and say, I cannot believe the thousands of dollars I wasted on devil music. You'll regret it someday. Hey, young people, be careful buying your clothes based on Hollywood's recommendation. If it's Abercrombie and Fitch or Hollister, you say, are those things bad? I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying, are you using common sense about spending your money? I mean, some guy that plays basketball can put his signature on a pair of tennis shoes and you'll pay $300 for that pair of shoes. I've seen you play ball, son. It doesn't matter if you wear a $1,000 pair of tennis shoes. You ain't that hot. A good ball player can go down to Goodwill and buy a $2 pair of tennis shoes and whoop up on everybody else. It's not the tennis shoe you wear that makes you. It's what you are. But somehow we get this idea that we ought to just go out and flounder our money and waste it.
There was a blonde. She walked into a shoe store and tried on a pair of Nike tennis shoes.
How do they feel? Said the clerk. Well, they feel tight, said this blonde. Well, the assistant promptly bends down and had a little look at the shoe and said to the blonde, well, try pulling the tongue out. And the blonde said, well, it still is pretty tight.
Okay, now, who didn't get it? Do you dare raise your hand?
One day, many of you are going to look back at what you spent your money on, and you're going to say, I got a missing toe. Think about it. Think about it, adults. Think about it. Is this not how we live our life? We get down the road a year or two, and we look back and say, how foolish I was. I've got a missing thumb. I've got a missing toe. Young people, tithe in your youth. Think what God could do with young people that start early in life being faithful to God. And parents, help them by way of example and teach them when they're young. You young couples, hey, who in the world has convinced you it's okay to be in debt until you're 70? Some crooked banker. Well, it's normal to be in debt until you're 70. I know a whole lot of 70-year-olds that would say to you, don't do it to yourself, honey. It's not as easy to pay that bill when you're 70. There are people in here that have their toes cut off and their thumbs cut off that would say to you today, listen to that man. The older you get, the harder it is. I wonder how many people wake up in the morning and say, I've got to go to work, but I'm so tired and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I feel so old. How can I go on? I would give anything if I would have paid this off 10 years ago. No thumbs. No toes. Young couple, watch the car that you buy. We're not trying to keep up with the... Smith. For those of you who don't know, we have some Joneses in our church. Hey, watch the house that you buy. Watch out now. you say at the rate I'm making money, no problem. Who told you you're going to make that rate of money for the next 30 years? You might want to use a little sense. There are people in here that if we took their shoes and socks off right now, they'd say, Brother Owens, I lost a toe on my mortgage. Lost a thumb. Watch how much you eat out, young couples. You can't figure out why you can't make your mortgage payment, but you're at McDonald's four times a week. Hey, how many have wasted an inheritance left to them by their parents? Who could stand up here today and say, Brother Owens, listen, warn them. Who has a missing thumb because mom and dad left you some things, but you don't have anything to show for it? You have nothing to show for it. You were not wise with it. You were not careful with it. Listen to me, young people. You might be young right now. College comes. Somebody's got to pay for it. Marriage comes. Retirement comes. I beg of you. I beg of every person in this auditorium today. You wake up and you listen to this preacher right now. There's a good chance you're going to grow old. And when you do, you got to be able to take care of yourself. And don't waste all your money now. Plan for tomorrow. You say, well, the Lord's coming back. Well, then you can have a little retirement money in the bank to leave for Brother Bush. God give you enough sense to plan. We want to spend it all, and most people don't spend it all because they're spiritual. The Lord's coming back. They spend it all because they're carnal and fleshly, and they want to eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow they may die. You young people, you listen to me. You're going to wake up one day and realize I've got missing thumbs. I've got missing toes. What happened to all my money? You understand. Some of you need to get a job. You need to get some seniority. Because one of these days you're going to look back and say, oh my goodness, what a mess I've got myself in. Why? You didn't go someplace and lock in and get you some seniority and some benefits. Missing thumbs, missing toes. Start a retirement program. Get yourself ready. Number four, no thumbs, no toes in regard to your wicked lifestyle. Stealing, lying, cheating. Hey, one day you're going to grow up spiritually. You're going to regret living like that. One day you'll be sad. Hey, there are some of you, you are severing your toes and your thumbs as we speak, and it's not occurred to you. You're still numb to it because you're high on the devil's thrill. But you'll wake up one day, it'll begin to throb, you'll begin to bleed, you'll begin to realize what you just did to yourself. Hey, you know, just partying your life away. Again, I can bring people from this great congregation to come up here and testify and say, Brother Owens, when I was young, I parted my life away, and today I am sorry I ever did that. I am so sorry. I have scars emotionally and scars on my body. Missing thumbs. Missing toes. The time wasted. You'll regret the boozing it up. You'll regret the smoking someday. Brother Bush, I think, was telling me a story of how some of our kids from Martinsburg Christian Academy went to a hospital, I think, years or so ago. There was a man or a woman in there that had spent their life sucking down smoke. Now they were dying from cancer and was breathing out of a tube that was cut into their throat. While our kids went to visit this person, she said, I want your kids to know. You shouldn't do what I've done. Missing thumbs. Missing toes. You'll be sorry someday. And all I'm trying to do is keep your body parts intact. All I'm trying to do is help you to keep your thumbs and keep your toes and help you not to have a scarred life. There'll be some people in this building today when I'm done, young people, they'll be depressed about what I preach. And I'm not doing it for that reason. But they're going to say, I did that very thing to my life. I have no toes. I have no fingers left. I'm scarred up. I'm a mess. And God, I love you people that have the scars, but please bear with me while I try to save a whole bunch of people from cutting the toes off. No thumbs and no toes in regard to a wicked lifestyle. tattoos all over your body that will scar you forever. Leviticus 19:28 says, "Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord." For the Bible says, wonder how many people would say to you, "Boy, I wish I didn't have that picture on my arm. I wish I didn't have that on my ankle. I wish I wouldn't have done that." Just a scar. The drugs are burning your brain away. You don't even know what's happening to you. Your mind was made to be sharp and quick in your youth. The devil says, "I'll rot your brain out with the drugs." You need them. They're so slow. They'll never succeed like they could have succeeded because the devil said, "I think I'll cut off a toe in their mind." Wicked memories will haunt some of you. Young people, you listen to me. Again, I could bring to you those that would be considered your elders that could stand in this pulpit today and say, "Oh, to take back one night of my life. One night. Oh, what I did to my life. One incident. Oh, to be able to take it back." Missing toes. Missing toes. And missing thumbs. Somebody loves you, they'll tell you the truth about it, young people. No thumbs and no toes in regard to your loss of your purity. And this subject of immorality. Young people, you listen to me. Don't you give up your virginity. You keep it and you give it away the day that you get married. You find you a pure mate and you stay pure. You stay pure for God. You stay pure for yourself. You stay pure for mom and dad. You stay pure for that mate someday. You'll have 100 times better marriage than all the others out there if you just stay pure and save yourself. You say, "Brother Owens, it's too late. I've already made the mistake. I've already given up my purity." Then you decide to stay pure from here on out. You young people, you set up and pay attention. Don't laugh at another thing that I say. I'm trying to help you today. You pay attention right this way. Hey, you say, "I've already given it up, Brother Owens. It's too late." Well, it's not too late to be pure from today on out. You change the rest of your life. Feel good about your life from here forward. You may not be as feeling as good about it from here back as you could, but you can feel good about it from this day forward. If somebody will grab a hold of this sermon, if you'll just remember, you're cutting off your toes and your thumbs. If somebody get a hold of it, it could change the rest of your life. Girls, don't destroy your self-worth by being loose. Don't be easy. Don't live like a modern-day whore would. By the way you dress and your flirtiness and your looseness. You know that a white wedding gown is to reflect virginity and purity at the altar? Will you have to wear a gray one? Should yours be polka dotted? Should it be black? You say, "Well, people don't talk like this anymore, Brother Owens." Well, we do around here. We love our young people and we're trying to salvage their lives. Hey, in spite of the fact that some of the rest of us have made some mistakes, we're going to rise above our own petty feelings and help people. I don't want somebody to make the same mistake I did. He doesn't want people to make his mistakes. The adult ladies in this building, we don't want people to make the mistakes we've made. Young people, you rise up and you decide, "I'm keeping my thumbs. I'm keeping my toes. I don't want to live in a life of remorse." Boys are to be sexually clean too. It's just as wrong for a boy to be loose as it is for a girl. You young men, you want to show me your manhood? Control yourself. And it's worth it. You qualify for a better girl that way. You married people, stay pure. Stay pure within the bounds of your marriage. There's one person you're to be with physically, and that's the one you're married to. And nobody else. Not even in your mind. I'll promise you something. I can bring people up here that have no toes because of adultery. You know what they'll tell you? There's a part of me that was cut off that'll never regrow. Scarred. You'll never forget it. You'll never be the same. You will not regrow that finger or toe. And that way, I'd recommend that you all stay away from the pornography. Stay away from it. Run from it. And some of you parents better start checking up on what your kids are getting in on the internet.
Yes, sir.
Some of you need to turn your computer off at work because you are not controlling yourself. You'll scar yourself. Ask anybody that's ever started looking at pornography, they are scarred. And they will say, I can't get rid of it. I've tried to get the pictures out of my mind. I've tried to get the passion out of my body. I've tried to overcome it. What am I going to do? Well, I don't know for sure what you can do, but I can tell a lot of young people, don't you look at that trash. It'll scar your mind. It'll hack off your toes. It'll cut off your fingers, and you'll regret it forever. Don't fill your head with that junk. Do you know the most common denominator found in sexual pervert serial killers is pornography? Hey, no thumbs, no toes. No thumbs, no toes. I'm trying to keep you from being scarred. Adonai, Bezek, they're cutting your toes off. They're cutting your thumbs off. You other 70 leaders of this mess, they're going to cut your toes off. They're going to cut your thumbs off. Why? That God was saying, I want you to remember how you turned on me. I want you to remember what you did. Now, young people, you listen to me, and you listen to me well. Once you cut it off, you're in a mess. You know, look, I believe in a forgiving God, but I got to remind you something. Once your virginity's gone, it's gone. You don't regrow purity. No thumbs, no toes, but plenty of remorse. No thumbs or no toes in regard to your education. No thumbs, no toes in regard to your treatment of your parents. No thumbs, no toes in regard to the way you handle your money. No thumbs, no toes in regard to your wicked lifestyle. No thumbs, no toes in regard to the opposite sex, virginity, purity, and morality. No thumbs and no toes in regard to your building a bad reputation or testimony. Listen, don't give yourself a bad reputation. Now, if somebody else tries to give you a bad reputation, there's nothing you can do about that. But, you know, most people don't have to work at giving you a bad reputation. You do it to yourself. You know, it's hard to live down a bad reputation. It's hard to change a bad reputation. Listen, so often people remember you for what you established as a reputation in your youth. What were you like when you were young? You ever heard this saying, first impressions are lasting impressions? Your first impression is the first reputation you build for yourself. Hey, young man, you say, oh, I got plenty of time. I'll fix me up later on. You may have marred and messed up your slate to the point where some will never change their mind about what they believe about you. That's sad. If that's not right of the human race to do that or be like that, I agree. I think if somebody wants to change their reputation and get right with God, we ought to clear the slate and let them have a chance. But I'll tell you, human nature so often does not allow it. I wonder what person that in their youth they were wild and they were rebels, and so they developed that reputation. And even after they got right with God and lived for God for many, many years, there were always those that said, yeah, but I remember. I know what they're really like. Protect your name, young people. Protect your reputation. Never put yourself in a situation that would even cause question over your integrity, question over your morality, or question over your name or your reputation. No thumbs or no toes in regard to building a bad reputation. Don't get a reputation for being lazy. Don't get a reputation for being a troublemaker. Don't get a reputation for being loose or immoral. Don't build a reputation for being a liar or a rebel. I'll tell you, listen, in Christianity, you don't want to get a reputation for being disloyal. Don't let that happen to you. Don't get a reputation for being a gossip. Do people say of you, you know how she is. That's your reputation. Don't do that to yourself. Do you have missing thumbs because of your tongue? Don't get a reputation of being undependable. I love this. My next door neighbor and I frequently borrow things from each other. Not long ago, when I requested his ladder, he told me that he had lended it to his son. Recalling a saying of my grandmother, I said, "Well, you should never lend anything to your kids because you'll never get it back." He said, "Well, it's not a big deal. It's not my ladder anyway. It's my dad's." How undependable are you? Have you a reputation for being undependable? Oh, you can expect they'll come in late. Don't ruin your reputation. Don't cut off your thumbs and your toes. You say, "Well, none of that matters to me right now." Young people, make it matter to you. Make it matter to you. It's important. Don't get a reputation for being inconsistent. Don't get a reputation for being a poor follower or a church hopper. Keep your toes and keep your thumbs. No thumbs, no toes in regard to hurting other people. Learn early in life to care about others. Learn early in life. Care about the poor. Care about the less fortunate. Care about the hurting. Don't hurt other people. Don't sever your thumbs and your toes as a result of your self-centeredness and your lack of concern for others. Listen, you will regret forever taking someone away from God with you. I wonder how many times I've seen somebody in the church become contrary, and they got them a little group of people with them, and they walked away from the church and walked away from the things of God. And you know what? The ringleader may come back to God. But the weak followers don't come back. There are people in this building. You are scarred. You have missing toes and thumbs because you wandered away from God and took somebody with you, and you made it back, and they never made it back. There'll be an empty pew, an empty seat in this church forever because you took somebody down with you. You have missing toes. You have missing thumbs. Hey, that's what's wrong with immorality. Number one, it's wrong because it's sin. That's what's wrong with adultery. It's sin. But wait a minute. It takes you down. But wait a minute. Nobody's ever immoral alone. Nobody ever commits adultery alone. So you not only hurt you, you hurt somebody. You took them down too. You know people that are disloyal to the things of God, disloyal to the leadership in the church, do you know they scar and they're a mess for a long, long time to come. You know something? You just go out and you help someone get high the first time. Well, you really did them a favor, didn't you? Who did you turn on to their first joint? Who did you turn on to their first drink? Who did you turn on to the first bit of pornography? Who did you hurt? Now, young people, you listen to me. You don't want that on your conscience. You don't want it on your conscience. No thumbs, no toes. No thumbs and no toes in regard to your life and being useful for God. Hey, decide, young people, to serve God all your life. Don't waste your youth. Don't waste your years of childhood. Don't waste your years in your teenage era. Don't waste your years as a young adult. Don't waste your young married life. Christianity is not just for little babies and old people. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. I have never met a person who served God all their life who was sorry for it. Never. I've never met anybody that said, when I was little, my mom and dad took me to church. My mom put me in the nursery. She went out and sat in the service. When I was old enough, I sat in church. I went all the way through grade school, all the way through junior high school, all the way through high school. I got married. I've been in church all my life. I had some kids. We reared our kids. I'm now old. I'm on my deathbed. And I'm just sorry I live for God. I've never heard of it. Anybody that's ever lived that way said it has been a precious life. I have no regrets for doing so. But I can take you to a lot of people that wasted who would look back and say, I have missing thumbs. I have missing toes. Many regrets for not... I can't tell you how many people say to me, I only regret not having found God and getting saved sooner. Why didn't I get in church sooner? Why didn't I serve Him sooner? Why didn't I get serious sooner? Why didn't I dedicate myself to God sooner? Oh, why did I waste my life? I don't know why. The last 4 or 5 years I've heard people say to me this statement, where have you been all my life? Had I only heard what you teach years ago, I wouldn't be in this mess. Well, I got news for you. God's always been around. He'd been trying to find you. Your problem was you weren't trying to find Him. He's not far away. No thumbs, no toes in regard to your service to God. I wonder how many of you, you already severed two of your toes and you got a couple thumbs left. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? You going to get your thumbs cut off too? You're going to keep going down the same path and you say, but brother, once I figure I've only got 15 or 20 good years left, then give them to Him. Give them to God. Don't waste them. No thumbs. No toes. No thumbs or no toes in regard to our education and in regard to our treatment of our parents, in regard to the waste of our money, in regard to our wicked lifestyle, regard to our immorality and our sexual behavior, in regard to our reputation or our testimony, our treatment of other people. No thumbs or no toes in regard to God using our life. No thumbs, no toes. You know, it might be wise for some of you that would call yourself middle-aged to examine your life for a second and quit pampering yourself. Look yourself right square in the eyeball and say, you know what? I've messed up enough of my life. Slap yourself. Come to your spiritual senses and say, I might have lost a toe, but I'm not losing the other one. Wake up! God knows we could use a whole lot of people without thumbs and toes to rise up and say to the young people, you listen to the preacher. Well, I'll tell you what, think of the young people we could salvage if our scars would motivate us to encourage the young people to do right. No thumbs, no toes. Are you saved? If you died today, do you know for a fact you'd go to heaven? If I were you, I'd get saved right away. Get saved early in life. Get saved young. And whatever age you are, that's young enough to get saved. Get it taken care of. You know, if you get saved, the earlier you get saved, the sooner you have the Holy Spirit of God leading you to make the decisions of your life. Do you realize that the earlier you get saved, the sooner you'll get an understanding of the Word of God? Do you realize the earlier you get saved, the sooner you'll have the preaching and the teaching and the support and the backing of the church? Hey, if I were you, I'd get saved, and I'd get saved right away. Because if you don't, when you die and go to hell, I'm going to guess, brother, young people in hell don't have thumbs and don't have toes. Because I know this, I know the rich man in Luke chapter 16 remembered the fact that he did not get saved when he had a chance. And I imagine when he got into heaven, he looked down and said, where are my toes? He went to hell, where are my toes? And God said, you don't have toes to remind you that one day that preacher told you to get saved. You rejected Christ. You did not get saved. And you will remember it for all eternity. I don't know what the worst thing about hell is going to be, but I think it'll probably be the fact that you'll remember you could have got saved and you rejected Christ. You played a religious game. You said, well, I do good deeds and that'll get me to heaven. No good deed will ever get anybody to heaven. It's through Jesus Christ, trusting Him as Savior. I wonder how many people are members of a church somewhere, and because they're afraid to admit they're not even saved, they're afraid to admit to the congregation, they're afraid to walk the aisle and truly get born again, they will die and go to hell, and in eternity they'll look down at missing toes, and God will say, I told you to get saved, but you were afraid to admit you weren't, and now you'll remember forever that you were a phony in the pew. Missing toes. Missing thumbs. There's some of you, I'll preach a sermon, I'll warn you, you'll turn right around, go right out and do the thing I warn you against. Don't be shocked if you have a thumb missing before long. You say, well, Brother Owens, you know, hanky-panky with the opposite sex, you say, if you end up pregnant out of wedlock, you'll end up with some disease. It's not happened to me yet. Right. Yet. Yet. How close is your thumb to being cut off, though? How close are you to the axe falling on those toes? And you know, again, I realize to everybody that has missing toes and missing thumbs, it's a tough sermon. But please care about others just enough to let me help a whole bunch of people keep their toes and keep their thumbs. Surely, you don't want someone to go through the same pain that you already experience. No thumbs, no toes. If you're here today and you're not born again, you ought to get saved, no matter what. You ought to get saved. If you're not born again, get saved today and get it taken care of once and for all. In hell, you'll have a memory of having rejected Christ. And you'll have missing toes and thumbs. As I was reading through the Bible, and I noticed this story of Judah rising up, and the children of Israel conquering the Canaanites and the Perizzites, it struck me, why in the world did they sever the thumbs and the toes? Then I just thought through it just a little bit, and I said, you know what? It was a reminder of the fact that they had gone against God. And those people would have to deal with that all the way to the grave. Don't do that to yourself. Please don't do that to yourself. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed.